also the stuff you've been able to dictate in that SPIRIF work on Rhonda Walton, date of birth 12/3/1969, date of procedure June 15, 2024, physician's doctor you've been able to deal, referring physician is doctor, leave that blank. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, common personal history of colon polyps. Description procedure and clinical signs of pain, period, possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, oral signs of patient, brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care, digital rectal exam was performed. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penis or orbis, a cecal valve, complement of the folds, period. The terminal end was intubated and evaluated, period, careful examination made of the cecum, early cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum arch flexure is obtained in the rectum, period, Boston bowel prep score is graded as A. Fair prep, total of 6, next line. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a approximately 8 millimeter cecal sessile polyp from the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 ascending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there's evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as per receipt schedule. Thank you.